Good morning, everybody. It's your boy Rel, and I'm doing my first little podcast. Gotta excuse me, I'm kind of under the weather, so it's gonna be a lot of coughing and sneezing and cough drops in my mouth. But, you know, I just wanted to start a podcast because Facebook is forever shutting me the hell down, so. You know, this gives me a platform to speak out on everything I be wanting to speak out about. So, the past year or so, Mark Zuckerberg has really been screwing with my Facebook. Like, I've been getting shut down a lot. Getting blocked a lot. 24 hours, 48 hours, 14 days, 30 days, 30 days. Just recently tried to snatch my whole page. Or whatever, you know, I'm always talking my shit. I got it back, tagged him, and said, fuck you. That's just me. But, you know, there's a few things I've been researching about, you know, how to start a podcast. You know, I didn't really know what to go about, but I feel like just by talking in general, you just come up with shit, you know? I mean, I have my topics, but it's easy to just talk. One little thing, you know, I want to hit on. I asked my closest friend, what should my first topic be? She said, well, it should be about how long should it take for you to commit in a relationship? Like, how long should you be with a person before you decide to want to commit? So I asked her. She's like, about 3 months. So let's talk about it. Clearly, everybody wants to be in a relationship. You know, the goal is marriage. That's the ultimate goal. It's hard to say nowadays. You know, when we were younger, it was easier to get in a relationship and, you know, commit quick because it wasn't a lot of hurt going on. You know, everything was new to at least people of my generation. You know, I'm born in 1990, so, you know, high school relationships fairly new. So it was easy to commit to people. But nowadays, it's just hard because people have been hurt so many times and cheated on and you know, so much different things. So it's hard to get with somebody, you know, be with them, and then be like, I'm ready to commit, because everybody has their guard up, you know. I've had plenty of relationships in my time. I'm not going to say how many, but I've had quite a few. But, you know, there were some I was 100% committed to, and there were some I was just like, you know, whatever. But I think that the two individuals should talk things out, you know, as they should. They should communicate with each other from the beginning about what they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like. You know, a lot of people learn that as they go. You don't have to talk about everything the first time around, but, like, set a foundation, you know, set something where it's like, okay, I know what this person wants. I know if they're compatible with me, or I know if they're not compatible with me. Because a lot of people get together and find out that they're not compatible. So, that sucks at times, you know. Without going into too much detail, you know, I found a woman, and we was together for years, and, you know, everything was good and everything. We got married, but, you know, the end result, we just wasn't for each other, and it took a long time to find that out, but, you know, it's all right, you know, we still cool to this day, mother of my kids, so, you know, took a while, but we good. A lot of other relationships in my past, shit, we broke up, and, never heard of them since, never heard from me since then, you know, shit happens, but it's life. Life is however you make it. And it's very hard growing up in this world, and it steady throws you curveballs, but it's about how the hell you hit that curveball to hit a home run, you know? But, yeah, relationships is, it's amazing if you find the right person. So I feel like once you commit to that person, once you find out that 100% you're for this person or they're for you, everything is great. Everything becomes easier. Everything is smooth sailing. You'll hit a few bumps and roads, but that's a normal relationship. But if you're that type of person in the relationship who's like optimistic that, you know, no matter what we go through, we're going to make it, your relationship will last. There's some people who get it, you know, who are not optimistic. They're always negative. They're always, oh, well, this is not going to work and blah, blah, blah. Then it won't work. So as long as you're positive that your relationship will work, it's going to work, you know. Just make it work. Not saying that marriage is a bad thing, but if you're going to marry somebody, make sure that they're that person that you want to marry. Don't just settle with somebody because you feel like there's not other people out in the world. There's always somebody for somebody. Always. There will never be a time where there's nobody for somebody, because there will always be somebody for somebody. You may not meet him or her today, but at some point you'll find that somebody who's not just anybody. You know, everybody wants to, you know, feel like they want that person now, that, you know, they're going out seeking this love right now. Like, yo, it comes, you know. You can't rush love. You can't rush anything about a relationship. It all comes to you. It took me, shit, almost 19 years to find the person that I love the most in this entire world besides my kids and family. 19 years, but also 19 years I've been knowing this person. But, you know, I had to go through so much things with other women in my lifetime. She had to go through so much things with other men in her lifetime before me and her got to where we at, you know. And it's not as easy. It's tough, but we have the mindset that we do, that everything will always be fine. And it always work out that way. But, you know, in this lifetime, you can't help but love who you love. You know, some people feel like, oh, well, you shouldn't love this person because this, then the third. Like, you can't stop a person from loving somebody. You can't stop a person from feeling the feelings that they have for somebody. If you and this person didn't work out, maybe you and the next person can work out. But if everybody knows each other, don't down talk that person just because you don't want them to be with each other. You know, a lot of people like to do that shit as well. Don't feel like you should do that, you know. Feel like everybody is for somebody. I feel like love is love. You know what I'm saying? It's a four-letter word that gets tossed around a lot. Yes, I'm sure of it. But when you find that person that you love, that feeling is so amazing. Like, that's like a everyday, all day high or drunkenness that you can't get enough of. You can't get enough of that person. Oh man, it's an amazing feeling. It's a great thing to be with that person. But I just want to try out this whole new podcast thing. You know, see how I sound. You know, make some edits, whatever. Get used to this podcast. So be on the lookout for me. You know, my name is Terrell, aka Rail, aka Dilla. You know, a lot of people know me as one of the two names, so be on the lookout for me. I'm very excited about this. It's starting to become one of those things where I have a passion for it. I also, you know, work in the cable industry and technology industry. You know, I love dealing with security cameras and everything. So that's my main focus right now. But, you know, my side thing is viewing life and sharing my views of life with the entire world, because one day, you know, it's not necessarily that I want to be famous. I just want to have an overall message about how my optimistic, I don't even know how to say it, but my overall view of life, to make people feel better about life. I want that message to be spread out as far as it can go to whoever wants to listen. But that's all for today, people. Have a blessed day. Have a fun day. You know, have a good Sunday and have a great rest of the new week starting tomorrow. Peace, love, and tranquility, y'all. Out.